Democracy dies in darkness. That's the official slogan at the Washington Post. And the lights of its newsroom have gone out for hundreds of its journalists. The paper has laid off a third of its staff. After a Zoom call, they were sent one of two subject lines, whether they'd be staying or were being fired. From Ukraine, reporter Lizzie Johnson tweeted after receiving her notice.
I was just laid off by the Washington Post in the middle of a war zone. I have no words. I'm devastated.
Just days earlier, she'd posted about bearing witness to war in sub-zero temperatures.
Warming up in the car, writing in pencil, pen ink freezes, by headlamp. Despite how difficult this job can be, I'm proud to be a foreign correspondent at the Washington Post.
The paper's Cairo bureau chief expressed a similar sentiment, writing hard to understand the logic, pointing to a loss of revenue and readership since the Post broke with tradition and did not endorse a Democratic candidate in 2024. Its executive editor called the layoffs a broad strategic reset. But for its employees, the paper's credibility is dying.
These layoffs are not inevitable. A newsroom cannot be hollowed out without consequences of its credibility, its reach, and its future.
In addition to the layoffs, journalists at the paper have been leaving for months, as have readers who've been turned off by owner Jeff Bezos' relationship with Donald Trump. For the Post former editor, a gutting of independent journalism is underway.
This ranks among the darkest days in the history of one of the world's greatest news organizations. Bezos' sickening efforts to curry favor with President Trump have left an especially ugly stain of their own. This is a case study in near instant self-inflicted brand destruction.
In its nearly century and a half history, the paper of record in the U.S. Capitol has won 76 Pulitzers. It's the Post that broke the Watergate scandal. But under the Bezos ownership and a squeezing of independent journalism by the Trump administration, it is, for many Post journalists, dark days at the 149-year-old paper.